Hi, my name's Rachel, and I'm at the Bond Company in Birmingham, next to the Paisley Canal. Beautiful sunny day. I've just been having a fantastic discussion with Hazel from Kirkhallam, big local area, about Fishy Friday. Can you tell us a bit more about it, Hazel?
Yeah, when we first started our programme, we asked the whole of the community what was needed in Kirkhallam, and one of them was to look after the elderly. The young people wanted the elderly to be looked after, and the elderly wanted the young people to look after. And we came up with the idea with the two local headmistresses that they would introduce 10 senior citizens each school on a Friday, and they go to school, have the lunch, have the desserts, and are sat at tables with a group of different age groups of the children, where they ask questions, and then they have a story time where the elderly talks about what they did when they went to school, then the young ones tell the elderly, and that way they're really intermingled. And we found out that there was 40% of our Kirkhallam elderly. But what we really aim for is ones that are on their own, so they get out at least once a week. The local housing association provides transport if they need it, so they're taken to the schools and then back again. And sometimes some of them stays behind and listens to the children reading their stories, so therefore they're getting more activities and more help at the school from the elderly. And some of the children might write stories. Their parents realises that there's a lot of elderly on their own, so it's starting the wheels turning, so they're looked after.
That sounds absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Hazel, it sounds like there's a big change being made in just through what is initially a very, you know, it was a small idea, and it's turned into such a great concept. Great example of intergenerational work in your local area. It's fantastic. Just while we sum up for our listeners, can you tell us just where you think this is going to go? Is it going to expand? Are you going to get more people involved in the future? Obviously more schools, maybe?
Well, we've only got the technical sports school, and I don't think they're equipped or to have the timetable to have the elderly in with the grown-ups. But the junior schools are quite happy to continue.
And because it's obviously working really well, and they're happy with it. That's wonderful. Thanks so much for your time. That's been great. Oh.